Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Burt Show.
Giving advice is a tough situation sometimes, because if somebody's coming to you, they really respect you and they trust what you're going to say. You give bad advice and it goes poorly, that relationship can go sideways quick, real quick.
Maybe it's what we do for a living, but for some reason, my group of friends always think that I give the best advice, and I'm not so sure about this, and I feel like it puts more pressure on me than I've ever wanted. But yes, I've become that guy. And this particular friend is a friend whom I don't speak to often, but we've been friends for a very long time. And every time we speak, it's like no time has passed. Nothing has changed. So he calls me out of nowhere, in which I was excited to hear from him because I hadn't heard from him in a while. And literally, he's like, "How you doing?" I'm like, "I'm great, man. How are you?" He's like, "I'm good. I need help." So, I mean,
just jump right in.
Right into it. We have no time to waste. I need your advice. So I'm like, okay, cool. I got you. You know, let me clear up everything I'm doing to give you all of my attention, all my focus. So he tells me that he's been talking to someone for a while, in which I was very happy to hear, because he's not the kind of guy that typically finds himself in situations where he like wants to really take dating seriously. I've always known him to date really casually. So even to hear him say, you know, that he was at a point in his life where he wanted advice on how to get to the next step with the lady he was dating, I knew this was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, tell me.
He just doesn't like being in committed relationships, or he has bad history with them, or what's his baggage?
I think it was pretty much a typical story. He had one relationship when he was younger. It went really bad. And I think after that, he kind of was just like, I don't want to be in anything serious for a while, or at least until I'm ready. And that happened to have been a pretty long time. So he's calling me now, and he's like, I don't even know who he's dating or that he's dating. So I know nothing about his relationship, and he's trying to fill me in all in this moment.
And you're only hearing one side.
Exactly
also,
that,
right?
And I try to keep that in mind. So he's like basically telling me that they had been talking for a while now. It's been going on a year, and he's at a point where he doesn't know what to do, because he thinks that he's ready to go to the next level. Like, he wants to go all the way. He wants to propose. He wants to do all the things. But he's not sure if she would receive it. So initially, my thought was, well, that's a problem. Because if you're at the point where you want to actually propose to her, but you're not certain that she would say yes, I don't think you should be at the point where you'd want to propose to her.
Right.
So I'm like, logically, tell me why you're here and how you got here. And he basically tells me all the things you usually hear a guy say when you feel like it's that time for him. You know, she makes him a better man. She's changed his perception of life and all of the things that he enjoys. She got him dressing different. He's doing just things he's never done. And he just thinks the world of her. And he feels like, I don't want to lose her, and I wanted to know how I feel about her. So I'm like, listen, man, to me, this was kind of the advice I ended up giving him. Basically, even if you don't know what she's going to say, right, at some point, you're going to have to take this leap. Because if you feel this way now, and everything that you're saying about her is making you feel like you are in love with her, and it's serious to you, maybe she just has walls up, because he mentioned that she's kind of guarded because of her past experiences. So I'm like, maybe she doesn't know how serious you are about her. Maybe that's why she's kind of holding back. Maybe if you actually started to show yourself first and be vulnerable, it would give her an opportunity to reciprocate that energy.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, on the other side of it, if you do go to her and you put this kind of pressure on her and she doesn't receive it so well, maybe that's something you need to know sooner than later anyway. So to me, I'm like, it kind of feels like a win-win if you go in there and you're honest about your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything he would say to me, I would constantly say, why don't you just ask her? Why don't you just talk to her? Like we always say, right? But
and maybe that's a big old red flag that because he can't, that they're not ready.
And that's the, it wasn't, he doesn't not want to talk to her because of something that she gives off. I feel like he was just afraid of her actually saying no. And then him having to live with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is a guy, are guys ever 100% ready? Like Chad, my boyfriend, my husband and I were together like 10 years before he proposed. And he was so nervous because he said he wasn't sure I was going to say yes. After living together for a decade and living in the same house. Like when you proposed, were you 100% sure, Bert, that she would say yes? Or was there a little like nervousness that it wouldn't happen?
Which time we're talking about?
Whichever time you'd like to discuss. I was thinking the most recent one with your current fiance.
No, I was sure in both cases they were going to say yes. In looking back at it, I couldn't with 100% certainty say that I was ready for marriage on my very first one, which might be why I'm working on my second. This one here, I can absolutely say that I am ready and I have no doubts, no insecurities, no anxiety about it at all.
But do you think that she, like, so I guess my question is, should he go ahead and move forward with it, even being nervous?
I wouldn't.
Not knowing that the answer is a yes.
I wouldn't. And I would not ask if I wasn't sure if she was going to say yes.
And that's why I think I gave him bad advice.
Okay.
Because I was torn, and I'm at that point, but I felt like, man, this is how you feel. You got to tell her. You got to go for it. Shoot your shot. And he was like, I'm going to do it, Mo. I'm going to do it. And I pumped him up. I made him do something I don't think he was going to do if he didn't call me. And then he texted me later that night because he was going to see her that night. And he said, we need to talk.
Oh, no.
I felt like we were in a relationship. I knew what that meant. So I knew I was in trouble. So I called him back the next day to ask what happened. And he basically told me, I did what you told me to do. Mm-hmm. And it didn't go well.
Mm.
She didn't receive it well. She felt like it was too soon. And she wasn't sure. And she needed time. And I thought, that's okay.
Yeah.
But his pride, his ego, he feels like, he's like, I don't even know that I want to recover from this.
Ah, that is tough to recover
and
from.
And I get that.
But he knew going in that she wasn't absolutely going to say yeah. I think you gave good advice, man.
I did what I feel like I would have done, but I guess it just didn't go the way I was hoping it went for him. And now I feel responsible. I say all of this to say, don't ask me for advice anymore, okay?
I'm not the guy.
Leave me alone.
I don't want to be the guy.
You gave advice and he turned around and proposed. It needs a little more planning than that,
yeah,
I feel
right.
like.
That's true.
That's not him. Your advice was solid. He messed it up.
Okay, thank you. I need to hear that.
It's the Burt Show.